What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Isaiah Bond spoke to the media yesterday. This is a messy, sordid business, obviously. He spoke to the media yesterday, Isaiah Bond did. And he was, first and foremost, he had to address his legal case and said he was excited to be joining the Cleveland Browns.
I've been playing football since six, and I know it's a great privilege to play in the NFL, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I know there's going to be questions about the allegations, but my agent and my attorney have advised me not to go into details on that. Since day one, I proclaimed my innocence, and I stand here today in that same way. I'm very excited to get to know my teammates and show the Cleveland Brown community why they made the right decision.
All right. He was asked then, and, you know, Deontay Johnson said that the Browns were the only ones who called him. Here's Isaiah Bond's reasoning why the Browns were an attractive destination.
Tommy Reeves was my OC at Alabama, so that definitely played a big role. So he already knows my skill set. Andrew Berry and my agent have been talking since the draft. And also, I admired Jerry Jeudy growing up. That's one reason I went to Alabama. Man, my agent said that the Browns want you. I said, let's go. Just to be under the wing of a guy like Jerry Jeudy to pick his brain and to give me some tips, I said it was a no-brainer.
Now, you can take this how you want to, because the Browns are not very good at drafting wide receivers. You and I know, Anthony, for a fact that the Browns really liked Isaiah Bond before this ugliness came to light.
They probably would have drafted him, right?
They probably would have drafted him, yes. And there were some people who said that they were still even willing to draft him after all that was going on.
Of course, if none of this happened, there would have been competition. There's no competition now.
Yes. If none of this happened, there would have been competition.
You know, it's crazy. In a league where teams all over the place will take chances on certain guys. For whatever reason, the Isaiah Bond stuff kept everybody away, even looks like, even after he was cleared or, you know.
Well,
there
the
was
quote
no
about alcohol makes me do things and the other stuff, like it's and then there was a bunch of stuff that came out you didn't even know what to believe. So he's been clear to this. I don't know what the NFL is going to decide after all this. But
it seems like the Browns, not that the Browns haven't been wrong before, because they were wrong throughout the Deshaun Watson, step by step, thinking that he was going to be available a lot sooner. It does seem like the Browns think he's going to be available pretty quickly.
It does. And I said this on Monday. Everything they do, it just adds more fuel to the fire if they're failures. It just adds more. You know, John Dorsey was successful. He took guys that were problems. Antonio Callaway was a problem, without a doubt. He took guys in Kansas City that were problems. But he also had a successful franchise, and the Browns were successful for a year, and they've been successful with some of the players that are still there that he drafted. So John Dorsey in so many ways gets a pass. The Browns, because they're 3-14, don't. If the Browns were 14-3 and picked him up, said this on Monday, I don't think a lot of people would say boo to a goose about it. But the Browns are 3-14. You have this cloud hanging over you of the allegations of other people on this organization. So, yeah, that's going to follow you. And if, God forbid, if anything else were to happen with this guy, then, yeah, that's on you. And that is you signed up for this. You said he submitted his own polygraph and all the other stuff. Mm. Still, you signed up for it. And at the end of the year, if you're bad, then this follows you. But if you're a successful team, This is the real world we live in. It doesn't follow you as much, and people tend to, I don't know if they come out and they root for these guys, but they tend to tolerate them.
But without a doubt, the Browns, and I made this point, you know, last week, without a doubt, the Browns think that this is a market inefficiency, going after guys that have either the questionable background or charges or whatever. They definitely feel like, hey, we are going to be the place to take advantage of these guys falling. Mm-hmm. Because this is a guy that would have been drafted. Now, there's definitely dissent on where, like anything, in the middle of the draft, guys that go in the middle of the draft could go in the second round or they could go in the fifth round. We've seen that. We saw it with the quarterback this year.
Yeah.
So the Browns have definitely, if I were to look at their new guardrails, if they ever leaked out what their new guardrails are, because all we have are the guardrails from like 6 years ago.
They should leak out new guardrails.
They should. I bet you one of the guardrails is, we think we
market inefficiency.
We can go after guys that fell because of character concerns. And now it hasn't worked for them. Really hasn't. I mean, the closest thing you would say to working for them would be the local running back, right?
Yeah.
That'd be about it. Kareem Hunt would be the only one.
Yeah.
A bunch of others. Perrion Winfrey, unfortunately, immediately Mike Hall got off to a bad start.
That's the one I want to mention with you. Because there is an arrogance here that seems to not follow them. Or at least maybe, I don't even know if it's arrogance, but there's something here that's missing with your guardrails. Now, and I'm talking about Paulie Podesta and everything. You know, we love to sit here and compare ourselves to the Philadelphia Eagles of all football teams here. And I go, well, you see, this is where you guys forget the human element of this. This is where you guys forget, like, hey, you can give me all the spark scores you want and all the measurables you want, but I don't think you guys pay attention at all to how guys interact with each other. Because I want to ask you a question right now. If the Philadelphia Eagles,
mm-hmm.
and this is absolutely revisionist, if the Philadelphia Eagles, with who we know polices that locker room, that when they took Jalen Carter, oh boy. When they took other guys, oh God, you're taking Georgia Bulldogs. Yep. Here we go. Yep. Well, we got to see with the Eagles here. But you know what? They had Fletcher Cox. They had Brandon Graham. And I've told this story many times over when they start to take these guys and they police it. I don't know if Perrion Winfrey is still in the NFL.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, does Perrion Winfrey have a better chance in a Philadelphia Eagles locker room
than
a Cleveland Browns locker room?
Probably.
Because Myles Garrett is the one that has talked about, well, we've tried to get him to act as a professional, I think was the quote. And I'm thinking, I never thought Myles Garrett is a leader. I certainly thought the guys in the Philadelphia Eagles locker room were leaders. I think they're a bunch of ass kickers and have set up a culture for the future. See, people get mad as Browns fans because they think that their intelligence is insulted because, well, you guys are just a bunch of emotional dummies. You guys don't understand the analytics that plays into it. And then analytics becomes a four-letter word for a lot of people. No, because in so many ways, there's a lot of things that have changed, and it ain't like high school football, but there is some things that are where it's like, you got to have a culture in that locker room if you're going to want to win. Because if you're going to win on the margins, then there has to be an attention to detail that you're willing to take. And you've taken great athletes who are not willing to do that. And then not willing to buy in. And that's why we get some of the results that we've gotten. That's why, again, I have to highlight, why are backup quarterbacks giving the pregame speeches? Giving a pregame speech and walking over to the sideline is awkward. Why are guys on a series of one-year contracts giving pregame speeches?
Yeah, defense.
On
yeah,
the defensive defense, guys. That is not your culture. So you guys can sit here and talk about, and I'm with, guys, I want to give guys chances. Talent is talent. He's free to go. Let's see what he has. Fine. Guilty is charged on my account. But damn it, if you ain't got the culture for it, then where's the accountability? Because it's got to be more than just the money that makes people accountable.
But I get why a Browns fan would be like, why do all these other teams, why do the Ravens, it seems like when they get a guy with any character concerns, the immediate reaction isn't, oh boy, why are they taking a chance on that guy? It's Ravens just got a steal. But when the Browns get that guy, it's never called a steal. It's called a Browns went after another.
Because you don't have their culture.
Most unlikable team in the NFL gets even more unlikable. And that's not just from national guys. That's from local people in town are the ones saying those things.
Because you don't have their culture. And we go looking in the wrong places for it. That's all. That's all. In a place that is as emotional as you can get in Cleveland, Ohio, we just have the wrong culture for this stuff. And until you find, and I'm sorry, they've chosen that they're going to look for a quarterback, and that guy is going to be the culture setter. So either he's either going to be able to, or we'll just repeat the Baker Mayfield process all over again, where even if we do have a guy with talent, he's got his head in certain places, and then he's going to give all his culture and all his well-being and maturity to some other football team, and we'll go on this carousel all over again.
And there, without a doubt, the vacuum of leadership, because we're looking for it from guys like Myles Garrett. But, you know, you go and get Deshaun Watson, you're assuming that guy, for the money you paid and for the type of leadership, mm-hmm. I know people roll their eyes now. In Houston, I could tell you when he, because I was lauding how good he was when he was there, all the stuff about leadership. It was every day. Look at what he did with the offensive lineman. Look what he did in the community. Look what he did with this charity.
Yeah.
Look, it was every day. Yes. There was a news story. Yes. About him exuding leadership. Then he came here, and he did some things in the community. I'll give him credit for that. But he was not the face of the organization like you paid him to be. Not only that, I mean, the minute he got injured, what'd he do? He went and rehab somewhere else. Remember, we kept bringing up Dak Prescott's go to the games on crutches. It's mm-hmm. hard for him physically to get to the game and go stand on the sidelines or go up in the booth. And where was Deshaun Watson?
He's still
Watson?
On the weird buggy out there. Yes. In the pregame, and then he would go up. And
where
Deshaun
was,
Watson
where was, Deshaun? Was out of the state.
In a hotel in Miami or wherever they live. Who the hell knows? I don't remember. I remember everybody was upset. He was eating pasta, of all things. I don't know. I got other things to worry about.
I did want to ask you, Tommy Rees. Boy, there seems like a lot of
faith
trust.
In him.
Because I also heard Zach Jackson saying, hey, keep your eyes on if Estime gets cut from the Denver Broncos. Because
we'd
of
love
the,
to bring in Andre Estime.
Boy,
love
you,
to bring
you
him
saw
in.
Him. You were excited to see him at a game. That
I
you
was
got
in
to
the bag, if
yeah.
that counts. That counts. But I did get to see him.
Yeah,
yes.
But he was really good at Notre Dame, obviously. And if they get multiple players all because of that affiliation, it shows you the trust they have in their new OC.
I would like to bring in Andre Estime. I know that's a totally different thing there. But again, if we're doing all this and we're getting upset about Isaiah Bond, it's where, hey, it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, then you're 6 years into this thing. You're just gone, flat out. That's the way it works. And Isaiah Bond, I hope to God he doesn't mess up, because, again, this is something that allegedly affected another person. I don't want him to affect himself or affect another person again. I don't want that to happen. So I hope that it works out for him, and I hope it works out for the Browns, because, damn it, we need some wide receivers like we need air. Oh, yeah. I got Jerry Jeudy, and I got really – I mean, we're kind of excited about Jamari Thrash, and it's like, all right, but, yeah, in a regular season, is Jamari Thrash wide receiver 3? Okay, go ahead. You were going to read something there.
Oh, yeah. It appears, thank you, Carl, on X, it appears that Perrion Winfrey was not only in camp for the Cowboys, the, quote, all UFL standout, got some first-team reps and is shining at Cowboys camp. That
congratulations to him. Congratulations. And if it doesn't work out here, would he have had a better chance in Philadelphia at that time, do I ask? And so there you go. If a guy like, and Dallas doesn't have the greatest culture in the world, for crying out loud, but if a guy like that is able to get on the right path, why couldn't we enjoy it? Because we didn't have the right culture at the time, and he was too much of a knucklehead at the time.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.